It kind of looks like a hurricane went through there very rapidly, and everything just kind of got dropped where it got dropped.
Conrad Mansion Museum Director Jennifer Sauter clicks through digitized photos from 1974, when the city of Kalispell first took on the Conrad Mansion.
The debris is such that it's stacked higher than the hearth of the fireplace. So you have chairs, you know, leaning up against the mantle. You have trash all over the, and not necessarily trash. It looks like trash in the photos. It's just, you know, many various items all kind of stacked and piled into one room.
Boxes of paperwork, newspapers, furniture, dishes, books, toys.
Over in the dining room area, you know, you'll see boxes of papers along with all of the umbrellas and furniture that you would find in a nursery stacked on a dining room table.
Vines covered the front of the building, boring into the brick and shingles. Several windows were boarded up.
And a lot of the local children around the age at that time would call it the ghost house, and they were afraid to come up to the door just because it was such an intimidating and scary-looking structure.
By December of 1974, the Conrad Mansion was owned by Joseph Conrad's aging daughter, Alicia Conrad Campbell. She was having a harder and harder time keeping up the house, had in fact moved into a trailer house on the property. Mansion media coordinator Mary Mears says Alicia never got rid of anything.
She really used the mansion for storage. When one room was filled up, they went to the next room.
Mansion tour guide Ginny Swan says Alicia was set on preserving the home.
She was the only one of the three children that actually spent almost her entire life in this house. The others went away to school. She stayed home with her parents, mostly her mother. But she always seemed to have this very strong feeling for the house itself.
Alicia offered the home to the city of Kalispell in 1973. It refused. She then offered it to the county, which also declined. Sauter says the city didn't get on board until a group of prominent businessmen got together to push for the city to acquire the mansion.
And so the Conrad Mansion Board of Directors stated basically that, you know, the city would take possession of the house, but would not in the future do anything to maintain it. So we don't get any city funding. We don't get they don't pay the water bill. You know, the mansion proceeds have to pay the water bill, pay the electric. You know, everything as though we were a self-supporting business.
The city put some money in the property at the beginning, but this deal was to address the city's concerns about the property being a money pit. Sauter says that the museum pays for itself through ticket sales, the gift shop, donations, and fundraisers. The thing about the mansion is not just its local history, but also its regional and architectural distinction. Joseph Conrad was instrumental in getting the railroad to run through Kalispell. He ran Buffalo at the edge of town and ran a successful shipping business.
They basically established Kalispell. You know, Conrad moved up here, moved in here, established the Platt office, established the bank, the electricity out in Big Fork. You know, he just had such an impact on this city.
Conrad approached architect Kirtland Cutter, who was based out of Spokane, Washington, from the late 1880s to the early 1920s. The Conrad Mansion was built in 1895. Cutter was also the architect brought in to design Glacier National Park's Lake McDonald Lodge. Kalispell took possession of the Conrad Mansion in December of 1974. Then an army of volunteers took a couple of years getting it ready for tours. Workers had to sort through and catalog everything, resand the floors, and clean several layers deep into walls, carpets, windows, and furnishings. It first opened to tours in 1976. The mansion today is polished and clean, the original woodwork shines, and each room is decorated and furnished as it would have been as a bedroom, playroom, dining room, and mostly with items original to the house. Sauter says they'll be celebrating the 40th anniversary throughout the year.
I mean, we're just really excited that, you know, for any museum, any nonprofit to last this long is something extraordinary. And for it to be, you know, the dream of a little girl who grew up in this house and, you know, just wanted to really celebrate not only the building itself, but the impact that her family and her legacy has on this community.
The ribbon cutting when the mansion opened for tours was July 7th, 1976, and Alicia Conrad Campbell was there for the ceremony. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.